The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
What do you have to lose? I'll say it again. What do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it. Try it. Hydroxychloroquine. It will be wonderful. It'll be so beautiful. It'll be a gift from heaven. What do you have to lose? Take it. Take it. Take it.
Who takes medical advice from that guy? Who does? No one. This is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. This is nutbaggery. Yesterday, he had a little, thing where he talked and said things. Just things. And one of the things that he said was...
A lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out.
The hydroxy.
You'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
What?
I happen to be taking it.
What?
Hydroxychloroquine.
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
When?
Right now, yeah.
What?
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to. I got a letter from a doctor the other day from Westchester, New York, around the area. He didn't want anything. He just said, sir, I have hundreds of patients. And I give them hydroxychloroquine. I give them the Z-Pak, which is zithromycin. And I give them zinc. And out of the hundreds of patients, many hundreds, over 300 patients, I haven't lost one. He said, please keep pressing that, sir. And if you look at that phony report that was put in, that report on the hydroxy was given to people that were in extraordinarily bad condition. Extraordinarily bad. People that were dying. No, I think for whatever it's worth, I take it. I was, I would have told you that 3-4 days ago, but we never had a chance because you never asked me the question.
Oh my God. Why can't we get a president who says Quaaludes are the cure for coronavirus? Wouldn't that be fun? Just asking.
Randy, I heard good things about heroin. I'm just saying, I heard good things.
So that's the whole point, right? He keeps saying this drug has been around for 40 years. Well, opium has been around for 400 years. And, you know, this, I heard good things is like, one of the addict interviews on intervention. Well, you know, my friends told me good things. You know, my friend said, the fentanyl patch was good. They had a very good full body high. So, you know, I heard a lot of good things. This is what you say when you're 17 years old. I heard a lot of good things. Do you know what I mean? If he had any evidence that hydroxychloroquine worked, then riddle me this, Batman. Why isn't the rest of the world giving hydroxy? Why are we watching China go through another lockdown of another 108 million people if it works so good? I mean, somebody needs to call this man up and tell him about this Nigerian prince scam because, you know, he's going to, you know, do it. He's going to send money to the Nigerian prince over the email. So, you know, how does hydroxy interact with Adderall? I know everybody's asking that question. Nobody wants to answer, but we're all asking. I don't know. How does it interact with stupidity? How's that for a question? How's that? I take it. Take it. It'll all be beautiful. It'll be so beautiful. I mean, it's just like so amazing. Why are we listening to Donald Trump explain azithromycin? Why are we listening to this man explain antibiotics?
Antibiotics used to solve every problem. Now one of the biggest problems the world has is the germ has gotten so brilliant that the antibiotic can't keep up with it. And they're constantly trying to come up with a new. People go to a hospital and they go for a heart operation. That's no problem, but they end up dying from
problems. You know the problems I'm talking about.
Oh, for God's sake.
We hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, you can, which you can do, either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs, and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
I'm going to sniff my Sharpie. That cures corona. You know, let's sniff glue, everybody. Why can't we have a president that advocates for the comeback for Quaaludes? I have to say, I don't like drugs. I think everybody knows I don't even smoke the pot. I don't enjoy. It's fine if you like it. I don't. I'm not a judgy person. I don't care. I think, I'll say this again as the disclaimer, I think I might be the only person I know who does not smoke the pot. Just don't enjoy. I'm already fat. I'm already tired. I'm already hungry all day. Don't need to be more hungry, more tired. That's just me. That's just me. But why can't we bring back the Quaalude? This is one drug I would do. Why is he advocating for things like hydroxychloroquine because it's been around for 40 years? Again, heroin, opium, poppies have been around for 400 years. And I don't see, you know, that heroin and shoving, you know, a lightsaber up my butt or injecting Clorox or laying in a freaking tanning bed is the solution for the problem that we find ourselves in. No. And the only reason why this man is saying this, the only reason why.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. Didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine. A lot of front. I don't take it because, hey, people said, oh, maybe he owns the company. No, I don't own the company. You know what? I want the people of this nation to feel good. I don't want them being sick. And there's a very good chance that this has an impact, especially early on. But you look at frontline workers, you look at doctors and nurses, a lot of them are taking it as a preventative. And they're taking, totally unrelated, but they take the Z-Pak or the zithromycin
antibiotic
for possible infection. Now, I haven't taken that other than an original dose because you don't have to take it simultaneously. But the zinc you do take. So I'm taking the two, the zinc and the hydroxy. And all I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay.
Can you explain, sir, though, why you started taking it? Have you been exposed?
Yeah, because, no, not at all. I just said that I've had so many letters from people, like the one I told you about. I got it last week. I'll give you, would you like a copy of it?
Yeah.
I'd love to give you. If you ask Molly, she'll give you a copy of it. But this is a doctor. He doesn't want anything. I don't know him, never heard of him. But he treats people that we're talking about. And he said out of hundreds of people that he's treated, he hasn't lost one. And he just wanted me to know about it. That's all. He wasn't saying, gee, could I have dinner with you, Mr. President? I'd like to come to the White House.
No.
But I've received many such letters. I've received a lot of positive letters. And it seems to have an impact. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't, you're not going to get sick or die. This is a pill that's been used for a long time, for 30, 40 years on the malaria and on lupus, too.
And that's the problem. Plaquenil, which is the brand name, is now in short supply for people who actually take it for lupus, for people who actually take it for rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, really, this man, come on, just recommend something fun, something more fun, something funner. Quaaludes. Roars, the original.